Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guests, April and Tyler Roberts of Nomos Marketing, and today we are discussing how to maintain a healthy business partnership. Tyler is an attorney and co-founder of Nomos Marketing, a full-service marketing agency for lawyers. Tyler discovered a passion for entrepreneurship and legal technology after working at several early-stage startups and later reporting on legal trends as an editor for three law-related magazine titles. April is an entrepreneur and co-founder of Nomos Marketing as well. And April is passionate about business development, building partner relationships, and delivering excellent client service for both Nomos Marketing and its clients. Thanks so much for joining us today, guys.
Thanks for having us, Julia.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's dive into a couple questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So I would love to hear about how each of you guys got into digital marketing and then, you know, your story of how you ended up connecting and starting your agency.
Absolutely. So I guess I'll get started with kind of my background because it seems a little strange going from law school to owning an agency, but I've always been a content creator since I was, in high school. I'd say I was an editor for our school paper. I wrote for our school paper in college, ran multiple blogs, did affiliate advertising through that. And just really enjoyed working on websites, really enjoyed writing content, managing social media. And so it's one of those things where I've always kind of had that background and I never really saw an application of it until April started working for our now business partners. I'll let her explain that a little bit more. But living in California, working as an editor, it doesn't necessarily pay all the bills. So you have to find a way to supplement your income. And so started writing for law firms on the side, doing a little bit of marketing as a freelancer and just really enjoyed it. Had no idea what an agency was. Always thought of it like almost as like a general contractor of different people who could put together different parts.
Yeah.
But then once I really learned how an agency is structured and how it can scale, that's when I kind of saw an opportunity for us to apply that skill set and that background.
Very cool. And then, April, go ahead, tell us your story.
I know our stories are so intertwined because we are business partners, but also married. So our, stories are so intertwined with everything that we do. But I had been working for a nonprofit and actually had helped to rebrand some things for them and really kind of dove into marketing there. I wouldn't say that I was the one doing the marketing, but kind of found a passion through, working with freelancers and other staff members who had much more marketing experience than I did at the time, finding a love for it. So when it came time for me to, really start looking for another job when we were out living in San Diego, I, really took a long, hard look at, hey, what brings me joy? What do I really love doing day to day and gets me excited? And it was marketing. And so I started working for Wondrous Agency, which is a dental marketing agency out in San Diego. And those are now our business partners. So that's really how the relationship started. I learned everything at Wondrous when it comes to digital marketing. Also did a pretty large amount of local marketing. So, local billboards, newspaper, radio, TV, all of that. So I'm working to place those ads on digital mailers or direct mailers, at the time. We don't really do that too much now with legal. Tyler, that's really where our stories kind of intertwine there is, Tyler was writing on the side for law firms and I was doing marketing for dentists. And we were like, I feel like there's a need for this in the legal industry. Of course, there's plenty of marketing agencies in the legal industry, but we really found that people weren't doing it with branding kind of being the forefront of everything. And we really wanted to make sure that that was part of it. I think Tyler having, you know, a law degree made a huge difference. I also wasn't finding that there were many women in legal marketing. And so the fact that it's 50% female owned with two husband and wife teams was something that we were really passionate about as we were creating Nomos.
Very cool. So is that what you would say sort of separates your agency from other agencies that serve the legal niche? Is the branding focus?
I would say so. We focus a lot more on story, and I think we are a little bit more design forward. We definitely take a more customized approach when we're developing our clients' campaigns. We like to say that we're not a check-the-box agency. There's a lot of places that they'll say, oh, we do SEO or social or pay-per-click. But really what that means is they're just doing the bare basics. I think there's kind of a threshold level of how proficient you can be with different things where it just involves a lot of best practices. Mm-hmm. Where we really try to gain that competitive edge is with the branding aspect of it and being able to provide a stronger voice for our clients and really understand what it is that they're trying to communicate to their potential clients.
Interesting. So what would you say are the biggest challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
You know, I think anybody that's owning an agency, you know, 2 days are the exact same, which can sometimes be great, but then sometimes you're like, dang it, like I really nailed that day. I'd love to do that one again. So I think you're always dealing with a different challenge, and just being on your toes and able to pivot kind of with a smile on your face is, you know, definitely sometimes a challenge because, you know, I think that's difficult at times. I think it's sometimes difficult where you are needing to grow, adding new staff members, finding the right places. We're kind of in that phase right now where we're like, oh, you know, we really want to hire for, you know, two roles, but which one's the most important to do first, which I think is always a challenge. And I think a lot of business owners also deal with that as they're, you know, growing their business and figuring out how to continue to scale it beyond themselves, which I think over the last year, us growing our team, we now have a full team of 6 here in Charleston, South Carolina. That's been a really big part of what our roles have become, is less of the doing and more of, you know, leadership and managing the team and hiring, and then the back end, all the non-fun, sexy stuff of benefits and taxes and all that fun insurance paperwork. I think that's definitely more of a challenge with this, but also I think we all know that when we go into owning an agency.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's one of those things, not a lot of people have a lot of experience, you know, when it comes to payroll and managing the bookkeeping side of it. So it's so important. So it's one of those things you just kind of got to learn on the fly, hire a professional, make sure you don't slack off in those areas. But yeah, it's definitely a challenge to most entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you say has been the biggest challenge to date as you've been growing your agency, and how have you overcome that?
I would definitely say staffing has been one of the biggest challenges, just because with COVID, you know, it created a world in which a young company has difficulty getting traction with developing culture, developing a team, you know, not having a physical space, which I know we can do these jobs remotely, of course. But having that physical space does make a big difference when you're talking about a young team, especially when everyone's new to the team. Mm-hmm. And so as we're building that culture and building that office environment, I would say that was one of the biggest challenges that we had. And like April was saying, figuring out the next move, who is the next hire? And are we going to bring someone on who is going to fit well with the company culture and is going to be a collaborator and a team, you know, and a team member? That's really been, I would say, one of the biggest challenges for us. And then on top of that, managing and training them. So, you know, whereas like I know how to do every aspect of every campaign that we run, you know, it's hard to translate that into SOPs and document that and train someone, trust them to do that. And so that's really been a huge thing for us over the last year is, as April said, stepping back from like the doing and more focusing more on the managing. We still have to put those systems in place first, and that's been a huge undertaking for us.
Yeah. And I think too, it's really been, I would say, one of the most rewarding parts of it is to, you know, be able to transfer the knowledge that Tyler and I have into team members and hear them on phone calls with clients. And you're like, yes, that's exactly how I would have said it. That's amazing. Yeah. Or them saying it in a completely different way and us being like, gosh, we should take that. That's really good. You know, I think that that has been something that's been so rewarding, and especially me working, you know, my previous background in higher education, working in leadership, like that was what I did. And so I find so much joy in seeing that, but it absolutely has been a challenge. You know, it's so funny. One of our team members, like her first day was coming over to our house and we literally worked at our dining room table, and we laugh now about it because, you know, we do have an office and we, you know, have all the things that, you know, we kind of need as we're bringing in team members. We have benefits, we have all of that. But I mean, there was none of that when she came on, and I was like, you want to go grab lunch somewhere? So there definitely is challenges with that. But I think, you know, we've been very blessed to have the right team members that have kind of worked with us as we've grown in that area. And, you know, we hope that as we continue to grow, we're able to provide more and more things for them, as well as, you know, hopefully new team members down the road that will come on.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's really exciting to hear that you guys are growing at such a steady pace.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been very blessed. And, you know, I always say, like, we've worked really hard for it. And sometimes it's hard to like kind of take a step back and be like, yeah, like we're proud of that. We've done really well. But we do try to take time and celebrate those wins as well.
That's awesome. So I'd love to delve into our topic now. So today we're going to be talking about maintaining a healthy business partnership. So could you talk about how important it is to have a business partner who complements your strengths and weaknesses and what that looks like in your working relationship?
Yeah, I would say it's very important. And I think that's one reason why April and I clicked so well when we were, you know, 21 and 19, when we first met. We have very different skill sets, very different personalities. And one thing that's really helped us to grow as a couple has just been able to rely on each other for different aspects of our relationship or our marriage. And then when it comes to business, we have very obviously different skill sets. I would say I definitely thrive like in a more like loose and creative atmosphere. I would say like, you know, thinking through problems and like working on projects and kind of coming up with systems is something that I'm pretty strong in, but I would definitely say I fall short in a lot of other areas too. And April really shines with things like customer service and organizing our team and making sure that like things are moving forward. You know, talking about like all the hard, like unsexy parts of the business, like that's really where April has taken a lot of leadership because it isn't my skill set. You know, payroll, taxes, that sort of thing. Like she really does a great job of having it all organized. And it's great that, you know, she's able to trust me to develop websites or push a project along, and then I can trust her to, you know, take care of our team and take care of our office and the business as well.
Very cool. April, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
Yeah. I mean, I think we do have such different skill sets, and I think it's super important when you are building a business, and, you know, some people don't have co-founders, some people do, but I think, you know, even if you don't have a co-founder, I think it's important to look for team members who have a different skill set than you. Like anytime Yes. we're hiring, I'm like, how can we diversify our team, diversify thinking in all different ways? And I think that's really important because we all look at situations totally different and we all handle them differently. And I think that's really important in an agency setting. I definitely am a little more like, I want this done on this specific time. We told the client this, and, you know, sometimes Tyler will push back and he's like, but it's not where it needs to be. So let's email and let them know. And I'm like, you're right. You're absolutely right. So I think there's that balance of give and take. But also, you know, us both pushing each other to be the best versions of ourselves is really important.
Yeah, very cool. So could we talk about the importance of communication since it's such the foundation of any relationship, especially a working relationship?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, communication is key in everything. I mean, anyone that I hire, I say that's like my number one thing is communication. I think you know, for us, it looks a little different since we are married and, you know, we have a 9-month-old son. And so the last year has been definitely like a complete learning curve for us, but in the best way possible. So yeah. I think communicating what we need at that time, you know, I think every day might look a little different for us, at least the last 9 months has. And so letting each other know what we need in that time, you know, like last night, for example, Tyler was up working, launching a website at 12 o'clock and us always in it at like 12:30. And that's just what we needed yesterday. But like today we may spend a little bit more time having fun, doing some other things, but,
Yeah. And I would say communication is definitely one of my weaknesses and something I've had to continue to develop like over the course of my entire life. Just as a natural introvert, I live in my head quite a bit. And so being able to verbalize even like what I need is very difficult for me in the moment. And so I think one of the benefits of us having this experience together is we are constantly talking, not just about work, but also about like personal things as well. Whereas I think with other couples that maybe don't work together, they have that segmentation between their personal life and their professional life. I mean, everything that we do is like intertwined.
Yeah, and so intertwined.
And so at this point, you know, it's like we really know like how each other's day was. We know, you know, without saying it, what each other needs in a lot of cases. And I think too, having a new family, like that's really been one of the greatest things that we've experienced, but I think it's also forced me to also be a lot more vocal about what it is that we need. And so I think with whether you're married to your team members or not, I think it's just important to have an open dialogue and never close it off, and just making sure that you're available to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Really well said. So when you have a disagreement, how do you quickly resolve it and move on?
Oh gosh. I mean, I think it depends on the day, right? No, I mean, I think for us, the busier we get, the easier it is to just quickly move past something because you're like, dang it, we did this, we'll do better next time, and just move past it. I think when we were first starting the business, it was like every little thing, we were like, dang it, like we messed up, we'll never be able to make it past this. But we very much operate in a, you know, failure is okay. You know, you make a mistake, you learn from it, and it doesn't happen again, hopefully. And then we move past. And I think that's very much what we've been like towards each other as well as our team. Mm-hmm. Because we don't want people to be afraid to, you know, try something new. I think you learn so many positive things from failure that I think so many times people are so nervous to do that.
Yeah. I would definitely say April's got great instincts when it comes to clients and to business. So I, in a lot of cases, will defer to her and her judgment. But I also think that's part of like bringing people on who are diverse in thought, like different team members, like just being able to hear what they have to say, hear their ideas. You know, and I love going into meetings with our team and just asking them what they think about it. A lot of times that's more important than like what April and I think. It's, you know, because they're the ones who are boots on the ground. They're the ones working in the middle of it. And I really appreciate their perspective as well.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So my business partner is my brother. So we, you know, it's interesting because we've really had to get in tune with we have different communication styles. So he's a very matter of fact, get straight to the point, don't sugarcoat anything type of personality. And I'm a little bit more sensitive. So it's interesting because when you have a disagreement, it's one of those things like now I just understand that's the way he communicates and he's not trying to be offensive in any way, shape or form. So when you understand that communication style as well, it makes it so much easier to communicate with your business partner.
Absolutely. And I am definitely more like your brother. And that's something that I think I've had to work on as a leader of like, hey, like I, you know, want to make sure as I'm saying this, that I'm not coming across as like harsh in any way or, you know, anything like that, where sometimes Tyler, he just wants to kind of sweep things under the rug where it's like, oh, it was fine. We'll learn from it. But I think us both leaning into each other's skill set a little bit more in those instances and knowing really how we can kind of meet in the middle to do that's important, but it's hard. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. That's just like a common skill that people have to learn, you know, no matter who it is. So I think it's super important to be self-aware of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's cool because you can actually learn so much from each other too, because I find my communication style, the longer we've worked together, has changed and I've become a little bit more like him. So it's really interesting. So what has been a challenge that you've had to overcome that you had to do together with growing the agency?
I would definitely say the first couple months of being new parents. That was a big challenge because we had, you know, prepared as much as we could to be able to take a little bit of time off and give April the time that she needed as a new mother too. And things just never really go to plan when you're a business owner. Like you can plan for the best case scenario, but in many cases that doesn't always pan out. So I would definitely say that was one of the biggest challenges, was not only learning to be parents, but also learning to be good managers and learning how to grow a business and how to scale it. There were just so many moving parts and so many things that were new in life. And so as we were working through that, I definitely think it brought us closer because we were able to really tell each other how we were feeling in that moment. And now that we're past it, I would say we're still learning and we're still developing and growing from the experience. You know, anyone who has a young child can tell you like every day is different. Yeah. But I do think that we have grown so much professionally. I think we've matured a lot as a business, but I think that's because we've also matured a lot over that time.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there with that. And I think Tyler and I really, you know, it was a long journey for us to become parents. And so that obviously was very intertwined with our business as well. And our son Worth is adopted and, you know, we have a beautiful relationship with his birth family. But anyone who has adopted or known someone who has adopted knows there's like a lot of stress that goes into that. So, you know, you're constantly being like judged on paper. The amount of paperwork I was doing was insanity. And so, you know, when he was born and, you know, we finally had him and we were like, okay, papers are signed. This is really like, this is our son. This is a crazy experience. You think you're going to like take a deep breath and that's going to be it. And then it's like, no, now you have to learn to parent. Now you still have to run a business, you know, you got to make sure payroll gets out, things like that. And so it definitely was a challenge, but it's crazy. At the end of last year, you know, of course, at the end of the year, you're talking about like your accomplishments. What are you looking forward to next year? And I would definitely say 2021 was probably our hardest year, like personally for us, but it was also the year that we grew the most. And I think like, we have so much to be proud of last year. And I don't think sometimes it's until you're like through a hard time that you realize, wow, like look how much growth we had and how rewarding that whole experience was. And so we're extremely grateful for, you know, every trial that we had last year, but because it brought us to where we are, but it doesn't mean that in the moment it wasn't extremely difficult and we weren't looking at each other like, what have we done? Like, how are we going to do this? But very, very rewarding on the back end for sure.
Yeah, that's so interesting. So while we're on the topic of growth, how would you say that you push each other to become the best versions of yourselves?
Yeah, I am definitely a pusher when it comes to that. I am always looking at myself and saying, how can I do this better? You know, how can I do this faster, more efficient, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think from the time that Tyler and I really met, that was something that we talked about because he wasn't sure if he was going to go to law school or what he was going to do after graduation from college, and me really encouraging him like, hey, here's your skill set, here's what you can do, and here's how you would be really good at this. So I think it very much comes naturally to me in that sense, to really push us to be the best versions of ourselves. And, you know, next year, I'm sure it'll be something that I haven't even thought of yet. But definitely encouraging each other through that is important.
Yeah, I think it's so important. Just, yeah, like you said, just encouraging each other. I think any business partnership can benefit from that so much because we sometimes can become blind to our own strengths. And, you know, when you've got people around you who are lifting you up, pushing you to be the best version of yourself, yeah, it's so beneficial.
It absolutely is. And I think sometimes you get so like buried down in work and all of that, that you sometimes forget what that is. So I think that's where it's really important when you're talking about a partnership, is to encourage the other one to see that. Cause I definitely lose sight of that in myself sometimes, cause I'm just so focused on a project that I'm using a different skill set in. I'm like, you're right, I'm really good at this like area. Like, why don't I focus on that more? And so I think that we've done really good at encouraging each other to do the things that we really enjoy doing and we're good at. So I'm really grateful for that.
That's awesome. So what has been the biggest learning lesson that you've taken away from working as part of a business partnership?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think. I mean, I think communication is really the most important thing, because if you're in business together and you don't have that communication, then it makes it difficult to get anything done. You might be able to scale it to a certain point, but then to take it to the next level is going to be really difficult, because each new level you're at has different challenges, and you have to be able to communicate with each other at that specific time to figure out what's the best way to tackle these, you know, obstacles that we're going through. And I think that that is really what I would say would be the most important thing as you are growing a business.
Yeah. And I'd just say trust too, that,
it's a big one.
The people that you're working with are pushing things forward. It's so difficult to let go of something that you've been doing on your own for so long.
Yes.
And whether you're a solopreneur or you start out with a partner or you hire your first employee, it's so important to let those things go and just know that you are putting that piece of the puzzle into someone's hands that knows what they're doing. And I would definitely say, like, with being married and also being in business together, I would say that's one of the most important things. And I would say it's something that we continue to work on, because you have to first establish that trust, but then you have to prove it day in, day out. And that's not always the easiest thing to do. So I'd say that's definitely the biggest thing that I've learned.
I love that. So if you had one growth tip for up and coming agency owners, what would that be?
So I would say, look at your ideal client and figure out what it is that you can do to cater to their needs. I think a lot of times I see agencies that will try everything. They start a YouTube channel, they have a podcast, they blog, they go to every conference, they table, they speak. And what I've found is a lot of times you just need one or two really solid channels, like things that you can really own. And what we've learned is that a lot of times our ideal clients aren't the ones that are looking for like tips and tricks. They're just looking to find someone they can trust and someone that they have a good rapport with that they can work with. Mm-hmm. And I think April's done a great job of developing partnerships, finding opportunities for us to get our name out there, just to make connections with people. And then also just treating people really well. You know, not everything that we do works. You know, in marketing, it's never a guarantee. But the one thing that we can guarantee is that we have a great team that's going to take care of people as best that we can. And so I would say just focusing on like your core services, focusing on where your clients are at. I would say that's a big part of that. I'm leaving out a ton of stuff.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, I completely agree with that. I would also say like being authentically yourself. Mm-hmm. I think for a while we felt extremely young in the legal marketing industry and felt like we kind of needed to hide behind that a little bit. And I think the second that we were like, this is us, we're married, here's our two dogs, we didn't have our son at the time, that's when it started working. Like, us just being authentically ourselves, like I love cracking up and joking around with clients. And like, people love that because that's who I am. And Tyler is true to himself. And I think so many times you like read books or listen to podcasts and they're like, this is exactly how you do it. So then people almost go down a checklist and they're like, oh, but I don't do this. that's okay. Like, everyone's so unique in their own way. And I think that's what makes businesses succeed, is when people are confident in who they are and they know how they're able to help people with their unique spin on things. So I think that's really important. And I don't feel like people talk about that enough.
I love that. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you could definitely, I could do a whole episode just talking about authenticity and related to your brand. Yeah, it's really interesting. So where do you guys see Nomos Marketing in 5 years' time?
I mean, we definitely see our team continuing to grow. As we have grown the business, we've slowly been bringing team members on here in Charleston to really support our clients. With the partnership that we have with our business partners in San Diego, because we are now bi-coastal, you know, we have still been utilizing some of their team members for kind of like insourcing needs. So, for example, if we have like a branding call, we'll have one of their designers on the call. But eventually, like, those are all roles that we would love to have here in Charleston as we do continue to grow. And, you know, of course, a bigger office serving more clients and all the things. But I think at the end of the day, the core thing that we want to do is to make sure that we are giving back to our clients and helping their clients find help when they need it. Cause, you know, with legal marketing, I mean, that's really how we view it, is being able to help our clients, and access to justice is such a need in this area. And I think we really look at our business as a way to kind of bridge that gap in the best way that we can. And so I think that will always be the core of it. And I think as we continue to grow, we just want to be able to do that for more and more law firms.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I love that. So we're getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the fast five, which are five rapid fire questions. So Tyler, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
So I've read a lot of books over like the last year. And I'd say the one that's really sticking out to me is Business Made Simple by Donald Miller. He also has Story Brand, or I'm not sure if you've heard of that, but he's written a bunch of books about branding and marketing, but Business Made Simple just streamlines all of the like more complex business things that you have to deal with, like payroll and management and building systems and marketing and sales. And he breaks it down in such a simple format that really anyone can understand it. The other thing that I really liked about the book is that there's like a daily lesson that comes in your email if you sign up for it. I think it's like 60 days or something like that. So every morning I wake up to a new email with a video from him talking about a chapter in the book or a lesson from the book. So if you know, if you're new to owning an agency or you feel like you're kind of stuck or you're looking to hire, I would definitely recommend that book to anyone. It's actually been a lot of fun to read.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a cool idea. I love that. A daily email that gives you a tip. That's so valuable. Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of one of those things where I read the book and now I'm like rereading chapters and I'm re-engaging in that content. So it's sticking a little bit more than, you know, the audiobook that I listen to on my morning run.
Very cool. And then April, what does your morning routine look like?
So it's definitely a little different these days with the baby. But we have really kind of reformatted what our mornings look like to be more of family time. Because our son does go to daycare when we come into the office, and you know, he's at the end of the day, he's so tired. We don't get a lot of like fun quality time. So we've kind of flip-flopped it a little bit, which has been what works for us right now.
Yeah.
And so we typically have, you know, coffee in bed, you know, feed him his bottle and get to play a little bit with him, have a little bit of a slower morning and just kind of ease into the day that way. And that's been really, it's been a really special time for us. And I've historically always been a night owl. I've never been one of those, I'm never going to get up and go running in the morning.
Yeah.
That's totally Tyler's thing. But I think, you know, I try not to be super robotic with my morning. You know, I obviously like there's things that I have to do, but I definitely ease into my day a little more, which really makes my day so enjoyable because I get that special time with our son in the morning and our family time in general. So it's super, super great.
Yeah, that's so nice. That's so great that you've identified that it didn't work for you having that time after daycare because your son was super tired. So you made it happen in the morning and just figure out what works for you guys.
Absolutely. That's a benefit of being a business owner. And so you get to kind of create that. And I'm glad that we have allowed ourselves to do that, because I think a lot of times, like, you wouldn't allow yourself to do that, but we absolutely do. And we're very happy with it.
That's awesome. So Tyler, is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Yes, there's a bunch of them. But we talked about this question, and the one that I want to talk about is Blake Makowski, who's the founder of Tom's Shoes. He's a serial entrepreneur, and I just really love his approach to entrepreneurship. You know, Tom's is obviously a huge hit, but he's also started and sold other businesses. And so it's been really interesting to learn from him. And he's been pretty prolific, you know, on social and on podcasts over the last couple of years. And so I kind of look at that as kind of his various businesses as different case studies as to like what worked and what didn't work. And then I also just love a quote that he shares, which is, the more you give, the more you live, which mm-hmm. is this whole idea of, like, you know, giving back, like the one for one with Tom's Shoes, but you can apply that to anything else that you do with business. And, you know, the business is really to serve others. That's the most powerful mechanism that you have to impact other people's lives in a positive way. And I think a lot of times it's easy to forget that because you get so bogged down in the administrative tasks and like getting things done. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, we want to feel good about what you do and you want to make an impact in people's lives. And I'd say that's definitely one that's definitely one of those entrepreneurs that I've followed for a while.
That's really interesting. I love that. And April, what's your favorite online tool?
So I would definitely say Loom or any video recording tool. It's so powerful and faster to be able to take a quick video and show and tell a client exactly what's going on. I think sometimes you can spend so long writing out an email and, like, not everyone is going to understand it in that way. So it's so amazing to be able to screen record, walk through exactly how to do something. And we've just found that it's cut down on so much time. We also have a database where we keep videos of, you know, frequently asked questions. That way, you know, we can quickly send those over to a client. But, you know, we were walking into the office this morning and one of our team members was doing it. And it's just so great. It's like the best online tool, we think.
Yeah, I love Loom. I actually just recently, very recently, switched to Vidyard, and I love it because anyone who watches the video, it actually tells you what percentage of the video was watched. So you'll know if someone watched the entire video or not. Yeah,
that's really cool. We'll have to check that one out today.
Yeah, I really like Vidyard. And then, so Tyler, last question. What's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I think that I wish someone would have told me that you can really do whatever you want to do. Like, and not in the sense of like every opportunity is available to you. It's more of like you can carve your own path. Mm-hmm. You know, graduating from undergrad, I was like, well, I can go to law school or I can be a journalist. I can't do both those things. You know, I could be a creative or I could, you know, do something more professional, but I can't do both of those. And it was interesting. It wasn't until like after I'd practiced for a couple of years and then found a job as an editor and was managing the website and like selecting photos and working with creative, that I realized like I'm actually able to do that. And I'm probably one of the only people, like very small group of people in the country that has both its backgrounds, you know, doing that exact thing. And so it's been kind of cool to combine all those different experiences and skills I've developed, you know, to really develop that. And then, you know, I think the other thing to that too is that, you know, I wish someone would have said habits are just as important as skills. I think I was very much like a skill seeker, where I was like, how do I learn how to do SEO, for example, or how do I learn how to read, a statute, you know, and I was so focused on like developing those skills, which are important. But I would say it wasn't until even more recently, knowing that we were going to have a son and that routine was going to replace kind of like my, you know, kind of whimsical approach to my day, where I realized that habits are just as important. And if you have those habits, it can help you build skills faster. It can help you hone those skills and help you achieve mastery a lot sooner than, you know, just kind of jumping from one skill set to the next.
Yeah, absolutely. Great points. No, I am currently reading Atomic Habits. And so I've got the habits dialed in right now. And yeah, it's so powerful. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I really want to thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate you joining us to talk about having a healthy business relationship, partnership. So thanks again. And I really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.